just want to be a ripple effect in this world that makes people happy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business and life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of Words of Wisdom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. And this week, I have a very special guest for you, Lindsay Landine, who is an amazing Reiki master, healer, chakra balancer, spiritual coach, yoga instructor, meditation teacher, death doula in training, and also a student from my academy, Starseed Academy Coach Training. And the reason I wanted her here on this episode today is her transformation and what she has manifested through our program and just the incredible force that she is. Like, I just want you to hear her story and be inspired by what she's been through, where she's at, and hopefully that will inspire you to take the next steps in your path as a coach or as an entrepreneur. So Lindsay, thank you so much for being here.
My gosh, thank you, Minerva. That was overwhelming. That felt good, as usual. You do your job well.
Well, you know, sometimes when we read back our bios, I get a moment of that of like, oh, I've done a lot. I've like been through so much. It's like a quick little journey down memory lane, right?
Definitely.
So you were are an integrative healer. You have all these beautiful modalities and you've been doing this for over 20 years. So tell us a little bit about that. And then what led you to spiritual coach training through Starseed?
Absolutely. You know, this was something that I was born into. You know, my grandmother, my mother, they were very intuitive, very spiritual, yoga, meditation. So this was just natural for me. When I actually started practicing on what, like I said, was about 20 years ago, and it was just kind of opening a new window in my mind. And I realized like the purpose of who I was. And I tried to educate myself closer and closer to that healer and to make, you know, people happy and see their transformation too, along with mine, which has been amazing. With coaching and finding you, which was pretty serendipitous at the time, I'd been looking and looking, found this podcast and met with you. And that was just a no-brainer. I was felt so comfortable. Yeah. And it was perfectly timed in life. I had gotten into psychology and I took years and years, almost through my bachelor's. And I took a turn and this called to me more than anything. It's been the most impressive year of my life because honestly, I see through different lenses now.
That's incredible. I didn't know about the podcast part. So it is a full circle moment right now. I mean, I knew you found me and we had our call. And I remember when we had our first call, it was serendipitous for me as well, because me being a manifester coach and manifester in human design as well, I remember around that time when the students who came in into your cohort, I literally sat there and I meditated and I was like, who am I calling in? And it is, and when you showed up, you literally were a manifestation of that. Someone who knew that they were meant to be a spiritual coach. They're a healer. They have these gifts. There's this force to be reckoned with. There's no like humming and hawing. They just own it. They know it. They're going for it. And you showed up and it was just like magic on our call. And I was like full body lit up, vibrating. Cause I was like, in those moments, I even have those holy shit moments. Like we manifested this. So like just how to hear your story and my story combined and that meet cute moment, like just coming together in divine timing.
100%. I couldn't have asked for a place any better in my life. Like, it was just that spot, that moment, insane, like full body. I have them right now, constant, like chills. And you know, this is the work you're supposed to do. This is it. And there's no other place that I'd rather been than with you on that call. And that has proven time and time again to be the right answer.
The confirmation. So a lot of our listeners are coaches and entrepreneurs. And let's talk about that knowing a little bit more. And some people don't have that knowing. They're, you know, we hear people are like, I don't know what to do. What's my calling? They just don't know. So there's that person. And there's no judgment in that, because I was there at that point as well. But talk to me a little bit about like that moment of knowing. What's that experience? And how do you get there? How does someone get there and know that is right for them?
That is such a loaded question, because there was so many little windows that opened during the program. Just these little moments, these little wrinkles in time. And it was over and over again. And it was, like I said, seeing things so differently, vibrant. And it was, I was paying attention to all those little messages. They could just be the smallest little thing. And I never brush them off. Never. Yeah. And then the floodgates, you know, they open because I let them. It's just allowing yourself.
Yeah. You said two important words, like the little clues, the little wrinkles, that it's always there. Like from the moment we are born, I believe in my whole body that the clues were always there, and then accepting it and allowing it. Right. And sometimes we're like, oh, that's no big deal. Like, I know I brushed off my gifts for so long. Like, yeah, I'm really good at manifesting. Yeah, I'm really good at, you know, wisdom. Like, I just get these drops of wisdom. It's part of my name. Minerva means goddess of wisdom. And I was like, yeah, that's no big deal. And so sometimes I find we all have moments, or some people just brush that stuff off. And then when you really do own it and accept it, and even though it doesn't all make sense at the moment, but like you said, when you were in the program, it all started like coming together and start making sense, like this puzzle piece. Witnessing you in this program, you were so open. You were so clear, like you knew. And even though there may not be all the evidence and all the pieces were as clear, like when you adjust the lens, but you were so open, so willing, so vulnerable. And because you were so open, the drops came and you took it and ran with it. And you just soared. You just soared. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the program before we talk about all the things you've created in this space.
Right. Well, you saying that, in allowing myself to open up, you know, and I'm a pretty transparent human being, but you created such a space. And this is a big deal. This is very, very difficult for people to do, to have somebody in the same room. You know, there's multiple people. We're from all over the world. And we had you as our teacher leader that allowed us to connect, like that trifecta of like all who we were and our energies all connected, and to be able to open up, and open up I did, certainly.
Yes.
That is kudos to you. I mean, that's not an easy task. It really, really isn't. And I know that as a boss, as a human, it's hard to do. So having that opportunity once a week to sit down, and there was times that there was, you know, chaos leading up to that moment, but it didn't matter. When I sat in the moment, I was able to tune out and focus.
Yeah.
And this is what was most important in my life. So you had to take the initiative and do that as well. I mean, there were, like I said, there's life that goes on around you.
Yeah.
But because there was a space that you wanted to keep getting back to, that it was a no-brainer.
Yeah.
And the education that you get, you think, like, even with all of my studies in psychology, everything I've learned, and I always learn, I'm always learning, this was like nothing else. It taught me, I mean, the presence, and I, over and over again, yoga, meditation, you know, my work, my energy work that I do, of course, presence, but my gosh, did it like plug me in, but next level.
Yeah.
So not only did this help with the coaching, it helped with every aspect of what I do.
And then would you say in your personal life as well?
I oh my gosh. I can't even articulate the person that I am now from who I even was a year ago.
Yeah.
I've always been compassionate and empathetic, but I hear things differently now. You taught us to listen deeply. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's every day that I do that. And people are constantly talking in a very, like a cryptic way of speaking. And I hear things differently. I hear everything differently. And for me too, the peace within myself and just calmness, the nerve, it's amazing.
Well, thank you so much. I wasn't expecting all of that positive feedback and that reflection, but thank you. I get a moment of wow, because it was all a vision for me. It's all a desire. It was all from my heart. It's just me sharing my love and my gifts and my vision. And you all, especially in your cohort, because this is the most recent cohort I taught, and you all were a manifestation of that. And one thing I really loved about you and the students in your class were, even though you were all at different parts of your spiritual journey, you all still had this knowing. You know, everyone has this idea of like, you need to be successful before. And to me, you were all successful in your own way. And you knew what you wanted. You did the work. You do the personal development. You accomplished so much. And you all came so real and vulnerable and showed up. And even though there were days of like, this is what's happening in my personal life, this is what's happening in my business, it was to me a opportunity where what I really saw evolve within you and all of them is that you can still be successful and not have it all figured out. Or it's not just about how many clients, how many practice clients, how many paid clients, all of that stuff. And that is the way you all showed up and who you are, like you said, the transformation you went through and how strong and sturdy you are and confident within yourself. That's everything to me, because to me, that is what's going to take you to the next level, to the next level, to the next level. What is your favorite transformation about yourself, or the thing you're most proud of with yourself?
Honestly, I think, no, absolutely, 100%. It is the pause to listen deeply. I said that already, and it's the truth. I hear people, you know, I talk to people all day long. You know, I run a business, and sitting with them and listening and really hearing what they're trying to say has made such a difference in the conversation now.
Yeah.
In sometimes you just listen, and sometimes they ask. But that is such an intricate, important part of just life in general. What a lesson.
Yeah. Well, how you can use that skill in your personal life and then, yes, professionally in your practice. So tell us a bit about your clients and your practice now. What does that look like?
My goodness. So it was like, speaking of floodgates, it was crazy. So I had always been very, you know, quiet, a little protective of what I did. It was just who I was. And when I ended up getting my own space and putting it out there, which I am not kidding, I broke a sweat when I did that. I was a little nervous. I was like, what the heck? And it has been nothing but amazing. I already had the vision, or have the vision, and am going to have retreat center, you know, my own space. I've been looking at a couple other spaces because I know the growth. The growth has been so overwhelming. and I know this isn't the right thing to do, but sometimes I question, is it mine? Like, what, how did this happen so fast and with very little effort at this point? And it booked. The extra time I have is book solid.
Yeah.
Where I had to like listen to you and write on my calendar that I printed up and like, Lindsay gets a day off.
Yes.
I took a day off.
Yes.
And if the problem is I love it so much that when I'm going to do that, you know, I want to like fill my time with it.
Yeah.
So, and it's already at the point where I'm like, okay, I'm in this space. I share this room and I love it. I love holistic wellness. I love Dana. She's the best. But I'm already in this space where it's okay. It's time, you know, it's time for me. I feel the confidence in the space and knowing what I can do. Even, you know, creating, I've gotten to the part now where I'm creating, you know, personal like sprays and baths and just everything to go along, kits. This room looks bananas right now because I have a bunch of stuff that I'm like putting these kits together. That's why we're looking just at this.
Amazing. You're such a entrepreneur and coach and creating those multiple streams and you're thinking like a real entrepreneur.
It just happens. And then you'll love this too. I'm getting these opportunities to work with hospitals, funeral homes, businesses. All of these opportunities happened. It was just started and that's it.
Well, let's talk about that. I'm not surprised at all because we did talk about, we integrate human design into the program and we talked about, you discovered more about you as a projector and we honed your marketing and the advice and even your time and space. I have to say, you're not meant to work that much, like 4 hours, build it in. But when we started integrating that, I remember one of the conversations we had clearly, and it was about you need to just share your mastery, your gifts, and just speak on that. And those who are meant to work with you will recognize it and ask you, how do I work with you? Your job is just to share. Just share your gifts, share your mastery, share your knowledge, share your wisdom, share your experience. And it felt like it was that kind of turned something on for you because I was like, go on social media. You don't have to do it so many times. And you said, when I started posting, people were coming. So you didn't have to chase people. You didn't have to chase clients. Yeah. It started coming to you. It seemed like when you started being more you, would you say?
100%. I was shocked. I was like, I just posted. And it was like not even some of it. I just started getting more active even on my Instagram because I have my personal, I was like, okay, I have to, you know, start posting more over there. But it was like every single time, and I didn't have a lot of time to do it, multiple people. It wasn't like one, you know, message of like, what do you do? Or tell me about it. It was, how do I get in to see you?
Yes.
When, where, how, you know, like, and that was it. And like I said, everybody has come back. And it's been on multiple levels.
I love it. And you were booking people even before the course was done. You were getting paid clients during your training.
Yes. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, I was. So I know.
Go ahead.
I just was, I didn't think it would be that quick to respond. You know, the universe is some, it's up to us, but my goodness, did it respond quickly.
It did because you were so clear. And to me, you have all those ingredients, right? You had this knowing, you had this opening, had this growing. It was, you didn't know everything at the beginning. And not that you say we know it all now either, but this is just to show like just trusting that inkling, trusting that calling, trusting that knowing and following, being open, allowing yourself to be seen because you all showed up so real and vulnerable where we had, you know, crying sessions and, you know, people are sharing really deep things. And right. That to me is what makes a true spiritual coach and a master at that. Those are the ingredients, right? And being willing to show up, being willing to mess up, being willing to be the beginner and being willing to ultimately be you, the imperfect, perfect you, right? And that's what attracts people. And each of us have our own special juice and magic that calls people in. And we really focus on honing each of you to be more you, as crazy as that sounds. But I guess it's just more permission in that space. Right. And the tools to let go of all of the shit so that you can show up more you. Tell us some of your favorite client transformations, the coaching sessions you've had. What were your biggest shifts that you witnessed in your clients?
You know, honestly, the first one that was very noticeable to me was the actual physical change of the person and the just the way they felt when they walk in, right? I asked one of my clients, like, do you realize how different you look? Like, do you know? Like, I can feel that energy as soon as they walk through the door, whomever it is. When I say it, I mean like that energy, because that's what hits me first. Before I'm even out the door, I know what I'm in for, right? Which is always great. But that has been huge to see. Because, you know, a lot of people come to these sessions and they're unsure, you know, and I always tell them, I want them to feel hopeful again and see the other side, because the other side is beautiful and that they're capable. I get a lot of thank you, you're this, you're that, but I'm like, never take that. I'm like, do not realize. Everybody has to start realizing it's just them.
Yeah.
We're just like the conductor, you know, like the battery of, you know, and trying to help them step aside from themselves a little bit, you know. But that physical was amazing. I've seen the emotional shifts and the progress. I've seen literal like physical ailments as well. I've seen shifts just because they're doing more for themselves and feeling better about who they are. There's so much that comes in this package. Yeah. It's amazing. It's beautiful.
That's my favorite thing about coaching too, is how we turn on the light bulb for our clients to be their own healers, to be conscious creators, to make them realize, to remind them of their power again. And we all have our different ways of turning on that switch for our clients. What would you say are your gifts or your magic that you bring that makes you stand out as a coach and been making the biggest difference for your clients?
I definitely think that because I can 100% pick up on energy, that I can tune into them and give them in that session what they need emotionally. That's a big deal. I think people are scared a lot. You know, people don't love change, especially within themselves. But people that are walking through the doors clearly have taken a step towards themselves, which is great. I absolutely am very happy that I'm able to tune in quickly and see where we're at.
Yeah. You have a really good gift for that. Yeah.
And they do too. And you could, we lead into this conversation. Sometimes, you know, sometimes they go a little bit longer, sometimes they're shorter, but if I can feel that those nerves a little bit, we're just going to have a normal conversation. We're just going to ease into everything. And when I feel that start balancing out, we're ready. We're not opening the floodgates right now. Let's just take it easy.
Yes. Create that safety, that foundation. Because you do need to feel, you need to have that safe, grounded space in order for the transformation and the shifts and all the magic to happen. You can't do it in a space of fear or stress or worry, right?
Right. And then most of them then in turn will get Reiki involved and all the healing. And again, let them all know, like, this is them. They are healing themselves. I am the battery, and that is it.
Yes.
You know, there's no pat on the back ego walking out the door. It's good job for you did this.
Yes.
You know, reminding them it's them, like you said. It's so important. So important.
And that's what makes the biggest shifts. And I can attest to that in my practice from, you know, the clients who experience the biggest shifts were the ones who We did it as a partnership, meaning we guide, we're there, we're the battery pack, like you said, but they're the ones that has to go out. And I always use the coach and player analogy, like the coach and player is a team, but it's the player that goes out and takes a shot and has to adjust. So those are the ones in terms of the clients I've witnessed who've experienced the biggest shifts. And you're a testament to that as well. Doing the work, you're learning, we're working together, but you went out and did the work. And same thing with the clients who experience the biggest transformations are the ones who are open and ready and does the work, right? It doesn't have to be perfect.
Absolutely.
But exactly like you said, we're not doing that. And actually in the past, I don't know if you've ever had this in your 20 years of healing, but at the very beginning of my coaching career, you know, I really wanted to prove myself and offer value and make sure everyone walked away with a shift or else, or a breakaway in every session or else it's not worth it. They're not going to come back. So I overworked it. I would do the Reiki and tell them everything that's coming up in the messaging and what they should do next and then follow up and blah, blah. And it just became draining and tiring. And they may have experienced some shifts, but they didn't experience a transformation because I was doing the push-ups for them. Right?
Definitely.
So what's your experience around that? Or did you nip that in the bud right away?
No. When I was younger, I think because I couldn't separate what it was for a long time. I said the words, but I didn't really know what that meant.
Right.
And until I did the work to like protect my energy and who I was, that's when that started happening, that disconnect of, you know, we're going to do this. This is up to you. And when I walk out the door, I'm good. I'm never tired. I don't get drained. People ask me all the time because sometimes it's an 8-hour day, you know, and I don't walk out the door exhausted because I have done the work to protect that. But I also 100% think that it's been much better because in everything I do now, I incorporate the phone call. There has been energy that I'm like, you know what? You're better with this person than me.
Yes.
You know, and that is super helpful. Again, it's that connection, that intuition of what works best.
Yes, absolutely.
So those are all things, but definitely when I was younger, it was really difficult, really difficult.
Yeah. Learning how to set those energetic boundaries and how to trust your intuition, how to act on it. How do you say it in a way that, like you said, is like, maybe you're better with this person than with myself.
Right.
It is a learning for, I think, every healer and every coach for sure, to find your way there.
Definitely.
Tell us what your sessions look like now or your packages. Are clients working with you privately in group? What do you have going on right now?
So it's all private. And I just created a couple different packages. I created 10 sessions, then 6 months, that could be a Zoom and an in-person, because not everybody can be there all the time. And this has taught me too that you can really connect very well this way as well. And so I've just started creating bigger packages, and I just sold one 2 weeks ago. And it's a 15 session package, and it, you know, pretty lucrative too. You know, it's not the intention, but it's certainly helps. And this is where I want to be, right? This is what I want.
Absolutely. So, and I love that you said that it's not the intention. And you are a heart-centered, soulful coach and entrepreneur. And I never, ever once heard from your mouth, I want to get this amount of people, this amount of money per month. It was never about that for you. So I really love to highlight that. And I think that's a nice place to start wrapping up our episode, because the gifts, the rewards, the money, the clients, follow the gifts. Follow when you're leading with your heart. Follow when you are following your vision, your heart, your knowing, your soul, your calling. So can you speak on that a bit more? Because I feel like you're a perfect representation of that.
It has been very difficult for me to even set any sort of numbers. And I also tell people that if they're on any sort of budget to talk to me, I'd rather have them there than not. And we're going to work that out.
That's beautiful.
Because it never had anything to do with the dollars and cents for me. Yeah. I just want to be a ripple effect in this world that makes people happy. That's it. Yeah. That's so simple. It's true.
Yeah.
It's very important to me.
I love that. And such a beautiful mission statement for yourself, and what keeps you like focused on how you're going to run your business and decisions you make and all of that. For me, my thing that took me away from the focus of money, or when I see, you know, it's the human part that shows up, the ego mind can show up about, you know, numbers and dollars and all of that. And for me, what really pulled me away from that and freed me from that is realizing I'm just spreading my love, and all I want is to work with people who, like, my gift is my love letter to the world, and whoever is ready and willing to accept that are my people. And the more I leaned into that, I really saw things pick up. And again, it wasn't because of that. I just wanted to coach. Yes. I just want to train, and it's just figuring out that mission, I think, is so powerful.
It is. Amen to that. It's as long as you have that. And that has been my, you know, and the forefront of my mind for such a long, forever. I mean, I can't, for over 20 years. I just want to, you know, be somebody that people can come to and feel better when they walk away about themselves because of themselves.
Yeah. And because you have a part in that too. Well, I'm so honored to have had you on my show and had this conversation, and just in my life all together. So grateful to have you.
Minerva, same. I'm you have no idea how much I think about you constantly. And I'm so I do, because I hear your voice all the time in a good way.
Yeah, good. Make that clear to the people.
So I'm just so grateful for this whole experience, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show, because like you said, full circle, right?
Yeah,
only the beginning.
And before we leave, what would be your heart-filled message for our listeners and people who are on this journey in living out their purpose and their passion?
The word of the day, and I heard it this morning, you have to trust yourself. Trust that you're making the right steps and moving forward. Trust your instinct.
Yeah, trust. Such a powerful, powerful ingredient in the whole story. How can our listeners get in touch with you, Lindsay?
I'm on Instagram at Home of the Ohm and Facebook Home of the Ohm right now too. Pretty simple. Yeah. We're gonna
drop all the links.
I love it.
Thank you, Lindsay, again. We love you. And thank you, all our listeners. I love you all, too. I'm just so grateful. I do. I look at the stats, and I see people listening. I see people downloading, and it means so, so much to me. I thank you for listening. And for those who are interested in taking part in the coach training program of Starseed Academy, check out our site, starseedacademy.ca, to find out our next cohorts. We also have a self-study coach training program coming out as well. So I'll drop all the details below, and it's all on our website. Thank you all again. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks for coming.